Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I want to say good morning to my beautiful co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, beloved. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed Amen. And highly favored. Amen.
Amen. That's another
year. What did you say, honey?
I said that's good to hear.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, it is. Amen. Oh, what month is this? October, right, October.
Yes.
So good morning to and happy birthday to all of our October babies. God bless you all. I've got three grandchildren and one brother born in this month. So without them being on the air, I want to say happy birthday to them for the month and to any of you, to any of our listeners that have a birthday in this month, happy birthday to you. And may God truly bless you, which I know he already has, but may he continue to bless you. May you walk in the overflow that he has for you, and may you go forth and be a blessing unto those that you come in touch with. To God be the glory. So, good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, my love. Good morning to Joyce and Lester. Good morning to Joyce in New York, Prophetess Kim. Good morning, Prophetess Dorn. Good morning to Teresa. Good morning to Daniel Banks. Good morning. And good morning to Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning. Good morning to all of New Vision. Praise be unto God. Good morning to you. And may God continue to bless you. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. We thank the Lord for him and all that he has been doing and how he was a blessing to our show. And then, of course, started his own show, which is called Issues, Christian Men Talk. Issues, Christian Men Talk. So good morning to him. And you can always go to Facebook and check out Thomas Farr, or check out Issues Christian Men Talk. And then you can find the days and the times that he is on Blog Talk. I always encourage you to listen to the show, listen to it with your mate or the males in your life. Encourage others to listen as well. Excuse me. Good morning, beloved. You can go ahead, darling.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on another Saturday. We just want to say thank you. It's getting a little cooler outside, and I know most of us, this is the time where we'll be hibernating in the house if we don't have to leave out to go to work, or if your church services are still going to be held on Zoom. However, we thank you again, and every Saturday when you join, if you miss a Saturday, it's okay. We thank you for being faithful to this show, and we just pray many blessings over you and your family. And I just want to give a great big shout-out to Apostle and New Vision for Life Church. Last month, so September is our pastoral church anniversary. It's been 18 years that Apostle has been a pastor And I just want to say congratulations to you, woman of God. I'm so thankful and grateful that God saw fit to place me under you as one of your sheep. New Vision thanks you for your service, your many times, you know, where you've been on your knees for us, crying out to God for us. Just all the things that you've done as a pastor and a spiritual mom, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we look forward to seeing what God is doing in your life and what other ministries and the things that he'll be birthing through you. So thank you for being a great example of God's heart. And I know God is pleased with you. So thank you so much, woman of God.
Thank you so much, beloved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You just make my heart overflow with joy and love. And I truly appreciate you. I truly appreciate you to the utmost. And, you know, the rest of the members of the church, I appreciate you all. But, you know, as my armor bearer, my daughter in the Lord and all, my co-host on this show and all of the other things that you do for me, God bless you. I thank the Lord for you. Thank you, beloved. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. All right, love, will you be so kind as to open us up in prayer today?
Yes, ma'am, I shall. Amen.
Okay,
thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God.
Thank
we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, oh
yes.
God. We honor you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus.
We just give you praise, Lord God, because you are worthy. Hallelujah to our callers wherever you are. Just give God some praise right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. He
hallelujah.
Is worthy.
Thank
he
you,
saw
Jesus.
Fit to wake
yes,
us up
Lord.
Right and you know this morning. So God, we just give you
yes,
praise
God.
Because Father, you are in control. Hallelujah. You're working things
yes.
out. No matter what we see and hear right now, God, we know that you're working things out.
Yes.
We know, Father God,
yes, Lord.
That you have all things in the palm of your hands. You have us in the palm of your hands. You have situations in the palm of your hands, oh God, and we know that you cannot
thank
make
you,
a
Lord.
Mistake. We know, Lord God, that you're on our side. Jesus, Father, I just give you praise because you are so faithful. And just everything that you do, Father God, you are so faithful. When times are dark,
yes,
God,
Lord.
You are faithful. When times are good, Father, you are faithful. Lord God, when we're staring at that mountain that we don't know how we're going to get over it, God, you're faithful. Lord God, when we're in the desert, God, by ourselves and we're looking around, and all we can see is desert, Father God, you're faithful. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father, when
Jesus.
We don't feel well, when we got that diagnosis at the doctor's office, Father, you are faithful. Hallelujah, God, to that,
yes,
that couple
Jesus.
That just lost their baby. Father, you are faithful.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. To that child
Jesus.
That just lost a parent, Father, you are faithful. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
hallelujah, to that person that just lost their job, Father, you are faithful. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
To that wife or that husband whose spouse just walked away, Father, you are faithful. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
God, we just give you praise. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you praise, and we honor you, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, God, and I just ask that you forgive us, Lord God, for our sins. Forgive
please,
us for our busyness,
please,
Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would just touch our hearts right now. Lord God, that you would just heal the hearts that need to be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I just
please,
pray
please,
that this year won't end with a year full of regret, Father God, but that we will be able to see or realize something that you allowed us to see out of this whole thing. God, let us not focus
yes.
on every negative thing that has gone on this year. Yes, this year has been rough. This year has been unbelievable. But, God, allow us to see something positive out of it. Hallelujah. Allow,
yes,
Father God, us to have a testimony in our mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, let us, Father God, rejoice. Because you're still God, and you're still God alone, and you're still God on the
yes.
throne, God, and we just give you praise no matter what we go through, no matter what we see. Father God,
yes.
you are
yes.
greater. You are greater. You are greater in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh God. And
thank
Father, there
Jesus.
Is none like you. No situation, Father God, no
Jesus.
Circumstance, no trial, no tribulation, Father God, no sickness, no hurt, no pain. God, nothing is greater than you, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, so I pray right now, Father God, that
Jesus.
You would just grab your people right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just grab them and minister to their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, let them not close their eyes, Father God, tonight and not wake up, Father God, without giving you praise. God, let us go to bed just
thank
knowing
you,
that
Jesus.
We are who you created us to be, Father God, and we will begin to walk those things out. God, we can no longer live in fear
yes.
because fear is one of the things that causes sickness. So, Father, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you allow us to just release all of the things that have kept us bound, that have kept us, Father God, just in shackles and chains in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because you have a plan for each and every one of us, and it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your past. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. So, let us just, God, be delivered from the pain of our past that we may walk into our destiny just clear, clean, oh, God, and the confidence that only you can give us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, Father, we just want to say thank you in advance, Lord God. Thank you for the shifting,
yes,
oh, God.
Amen.
Thank you for the cleansing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We
Jesus.
Will be who you called
Jesus.
Us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
God. God,
yes.
those dreams, those visions, oh, God, those prophetic words that we got, Father God, don't let us lose sight of them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh, God. Help us to remember to write these things down, Lord God, because when we're going through stuff, we got to remember what you said, God. And when it's in our head, we forget. But, God, if we write it down, we can go back and read it, read exactly what you said about us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Father God. We need you, Lord God. We adore you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Be the center of our lives, God. Just come and just overwhelm us now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just have your way. And the people on this line this morning, in the name of Jesus, God, you know their hearts. You know whatever it is that they may be going through at this moment, oh, God. And I just pray for a peace over your people now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a peace where they will look at a bill that says past due or about to get turned off, and, God, they will just praise you because they know that you have already taken care of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for those that have gotten notices from their mortgages, God, and whatever else because of lateness, God, I ask, Lord, that you make a way in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord God. You make a way because you are our way maker in the name of Jesus. Make a way, Father, in the name of Jesus. But this is the time when we have to depend on you and you alone in every decision and everything that we need to take care of. We can no longer bury our heads in the sand and pray that it goes away, Lord God. But, Lord, we have to depend on you and you alone for everything, for everything, for everything, for everything. And, God, we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this woman of God. I thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit within her that prays through her. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And saints, I pray that you do not take prayer for granted, that you don't take prayer for granted. It's an awesome thing to have someone with a sincere heart and someone that has a right relationship with God and Holy Spirit, excuse me, to be praying on your behalf. So I just want to thank the Lord again for my daughter in the Lord. Just thank you, beloved. Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whew, I'm trying to get myself together here so I can
know,
say something,
right?
Because you took me there. Yes, you took me there. You know, sometimes, you know, you just have to wait and let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. But the Spirit of God truly, truly has been manifested, and he is moving in this place. He's moving on this line. So right now, to those of you that are on the line, you know, if you know that God has touched you through the prayers of the woman of God, that you know, praise be unto God, that his presence is here and you are in his presence. I'm just going to ask you real quick just to press one on your keypad so we can bring you in just so that you can say amen and thank you, Jesus. I just want to hear y'all give God some praise this morning. So go ahead, press one on your keypad and just begin to just say amen and thank you, Jesus. Say something to the Lord this morning on our show before we get started here, or we go into what we're going to be doing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All right,
Lord.
The first caller, your last four digits are 6962. Good morning.
Good morning. Just want to say, amen and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, thank you, amen. The next one, Miss Joyce. One second.
God amen. Is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Your last four digits are 8277.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting me hear your message this morning. Thank you for just letting me be here. Thank you, God, for all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It looks like that was the last person. Anyone else before we move on? Oh, yes. Okay. Your last four digits are 1816. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank God again for you all being so in tune with the Spirit of God. I'm thankful to God. I'm going to share a 1 minute testimony, but it's so timely because this weekend I'm going out with my girlfriend to dinner and we're having a thank you, Jesus dinner just because
amen.
God has been good. And it's so funny, you know, it's just amazing how God works. But I'm thankful, and I want to share because I pray that someone is encouraged. When this whole pandemic hit in March, my side job, which is pretty much half of my income, was suddenly taken away. And I had just moved into a new house. And I said, well, God, you told me to move here. You didn't have me to move here to have to move out. You didn't have me move here to have to struggle. And God opened another door for me in the midst of the pandemic where he allowed me to make more money than I was making before. And I caught up all my bills that had gotten behind for the 2 months I was home. I paid off my new furniture that I had bought. And God bless. Now, I'm saying this because God is a sustainer and a keeper. And I'm thankful because now in August, that income was suddenly taken away. And I had a bill from my past that they took money out of my account. So all of my money that I had in the account to pay my bills was taken, and my money or the source of income that I was looking for was suddenly taken away. But I give God thanks today because in the midst of all of that, none of my bills are behind. Everything has been paid on time. And it's not about the money, but it's about the faithfulness of God, for the goodness of God, for standing on his word. So I thank him today that not only are all of my bills still on time, that I'm giving him a yet praise because the devil thought he had me, but the enemy is still defeated. God is still glorified, and we are all victorious. So I come today to brag on my God because he's just that good. And even if he didn't come through with the finances, he's still good. So today I thank him because in spite of it all, I'm still in my right mind. I'm still pushing and praising him and giving him the glory. So I pray that we all know today that no matter what we're facing, and I said the other day, I said it's been an interesting year with this pandemic, but I said it's been a good year because we serve a good God, and no matter what, he's still good. So I just thank him today, and I give him all the glory for how he has kept me, how he has never left, I mean, in the midst of all that has gone on. So I'm just thankful to God, and I thank God for you two women of God for being in tune with the Spirit of God and letting God flow and not being stuck to a routine, but just letting the Holy Spirit have his way. So I'm thankful for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Anyone else? I mean, this is a time, you know, to say thank you. You know, don't ever let the time go by. When you have a chance to say thank you to him, don't let it go by. So I encourage the rest of you. Go ahead and hit your keypad. Amen. All right, going once.
I don't see any more.
Okay, all righty. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, beloved. Well, we thank God for those that came on and said thank you. We thank God for the testimony. Praise be unto God. We're overcomers by these testimonies, and God is truly faithful. And, you know, and I forgot to say at the top of the hour, which I normally say every time we come on the air, but I will say it now, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be unto God. We can rejoice no matter what has happened through this year and this pandemic. We still can give God praise because he is still worthy. And for in all things, he is worthy of the praise. So we thank him. We thank him. All right, beloved. Now, last week we started with, steps to interpreting dreams and interpreting with God helping us to interpret these dreams. And there were some more things we wanted to go through, but just briefly in a quick recap, we said that you should write down your dreams, that it's important to write them down so that you can judge them later. And the dreams can come either from you, from your soul. It can come from the enemy, you know. God definitely, you know, giving us things to dream about because he said that we would dream, and they reveal things about ourselves, or about the enemy's plan for our life, about God's plan for us, whatever the case may be. But write your dreams down so that you can follow through with them. And then we were to judge the dreams, whether they came from a carnal place. It could have been from something that you ate, medicine that you took, you know, something of that nature, being that's the carnality of it. They can come from the enemy, the dreams of deception, nightmares, and so forth, and they can come from the Lord. So you have to judge where this dream came from. Then you want to pray through your dreams. Once you've decided where the dream has come from, pray through the dreams.
take out your journal, which you had written the dream down, and read it through, and pray and ask God to give you revelation about it, to make it clear to you, to open it up, you know, open your eyes of understanding, and find out exactly what it is he wants you to get from the dream. You can consider your emotions in the dream. Consider that as well. And then you want to review the context again of the dream, the parts of a discourse that surrounds a word or a passage can throw light on its meaning. And so you want to review the context and look for the Lord's hand in this. Look for his brush as if, you know, he was the artist painting this. Look for his hand in it. Look at the big picture. The Lord is saying something. It's the Lord saying something to you about your career, your family, your heart. What is the general theme of the dream? And once you've identified the overarching message, interpreting those details will be easier and not so confusing. And then there were questions that you should ask, and we'll deal more with that as we go through our second part here, and then dive into the details of the dream. Dive into them. Search for scriptural parallels in the dream and contemplate multiple interpretations. So, and then you can also find an interpreter. And I loved when Prophetess Kim last week had said, you know, you have to be careful who it is you're going to. We had mentioned this, and she expounded on that, who you're going to, you know, to interpret dreams for you and so forth, because some people are going to people that are motivated and manipulated by the enemy. So you must be very, very careful. And the one thing that they suggested was that you go to your pastors, your overseers and bishops and so forth. And Hebrews 13 and 14 says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And so, yes, turn to your pastors, your leaders in the ministry to help you with dream interpretation. And remember, the interpretation belongs to the Lord. So before setting out to interpret the dreams, before interpreting the dreams, Genesis 40 and 8 says, Do not interpretations belong to God? So really, that all of this, it belongs to the Lord. So we want to thank God, you know, in dealing with us in our dream world. He said that we would dream and we would prophesy. We would have visions. So these are things that we can look forward to as time is going on, Now, God conveys a message to us through a dream. He speaks to us in a parable in our sleep, and the Bible is the decoder of our dreams. Can you imagine that? The Bible is the decoder of our dreams. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your intellect, and you are housed in a body. You are housed in a body, but you are a spirit, and understand that. You are spirit, mind, and body. You have a spirit, you have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your intellect, and you are housed in a body. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. Also, in dealing with the interpretation skills, remember in the Bible that Joseph, you know, that he interpreted dreams, and while he was in prison, Jacob interpreted dreams. Daniel interpreted dreams. And so this is why we want to always, if we can, use the word of God, because those are God's eyes. See what he is saying. See what he is saying when you look at your dreams. See what he is saying. I had a very strange dream this morning, and I don't even know why I said that right now, because it's what I feel like I can't even. Well, let me say this. The dream, and I have not written it down yet, but I remember this piece of it. My daughter and I, we were on a cruise. We were on a cruise. And we were in our cabin, and a male friend of ours came into the cabin, and he was someone that had a medical or physical problem. And when he was showing us how the problem, how his health was had taken place, his health had gotten better. That's what I'm trying to say. His health had gotten better, and it was a visible healing. It was a visible problem, and we could see that there was a change in his physical body. Now, what baffled me is that he turned around after showing us, he was facing us, and showed us how God was healing him. But when he turned around, we saw his rear end. We saw his rear end. And I was like, my God, what in the world? And my daughter and I looked at each other, and then he turned back to face us, and she and I both turned away from it, you know, because we did not want to see if there was anything else exposed. We did not want to see it, but this person's rear end was exposed. So didn't write it down. That was all I could remember about the dream. And so now I've got to write that down and go through some of these very steps that we are going to be sharing here in the next few minutes. Go through some of this and find out what did that mean. But the fact that his rear end was showing, I believe it has something to do with something being exposed. Something being exposed, because that was definitely an explosion there. And so something about something being exposed. But there was healing that took place, and he was showing us the healing that had taken place, and then there was something that was being exposed. And so while we're on the line, if any of you are interpreters of dreams, and with the little bit that I gave you, because that was all I got. That was all I got in that dream. If any of you have anything to say, I'm willing to listen. I am definitely willing to listen. Amen. Minister Tabika, is there something, darling, that you want to say?
Yeah. So a lot of times when, and I think I shared this last Saturday, sometimes we think we're not dreaming because when we wake up, we have no remembrance of having a dream. And that was happening to me a lot, where I felt like I wasn't dreaming. And, you know, I would wake up the next morning and I'm like, I didn't dream about anything. But I think that in that we did have a dream, but because we didn't wake up and write it down, it totally went away. And it's been times where, like I said, I've had dreams, and it's like I feel a nudging to get up and write it down, but I don't like for my sleep to be interrupted. So I'll force myself to just lay there till it's time for me to get up anyway, and then try to remember what the dream was about. And I know that I need to, when I feel that nudging to wake up, I just need to put my flesh aside, you know, wake up. And when we're obedient, God will make the way for us to you know, do whatever else it is that we need to do. So, you know, if he's giving me a dream and he wants me to write it down and he's nudging me to get up and write it down, once I do that, he'll make a way for me to be able to fall back to sleep. But me, I'm like, man, I try to look at the time and I'm like, no, if it's 3 o'clock, I get up in a certain amount of hours. I just do it later when I get up. And then by that time, I'm like, what was the dream? And so it doesn't make sense. So I'm gonna do my best to practice, have a little notebook by my desk, by my bed, and when I feel Holy Spirit nudging me to wake up, I'm going to trust God that I'll be able to go back to sleep once I get up to write down the dream, because we don't know how God wants to use us. You know, God can use us in many different ways, and he may be able to use us through the dreams and the visions that he gives us. Even if they're not so good dreams, you know, you should still write them down, because you can go to the Lord and ask him, you know, what was that all about? Even if you feel scared, well, you know, once you wake up or whatever, you can ask God, you know, what was that all about? And just being able to go back and read your journal and just pray through it, and you'll be surprised. You may meet somebody with an issue, and you're thinking to yourself, I dreamt about that. And then, you know, you wrote it down, and God gave you the interpretation. And when that person comes to you, you can say, hold on, let me pull out my handy-dandy journal, because I had a dream about this. And you have the interpretation. God gave you the interpretation of the dream. And this person comes to you, you tell them the interpretation, and, hey, that may set somebody free, you know. So
Amen. We
should always be cognizant. Yes, we should always be cognizant of how God wants to use us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beloved, the highlights on the callers that are there, are these just from the callers that spoke before?
Yeah.
I just was able to pull some up on my phone. Okay, all righty. So they weren't trying to give an interpretation of that dream that I had. And okay, I just wanted to be
no,
sure they
those
weren't.
Those were the individuals that already spoke. But however, if they do want to say something else, I don't think it like it alerts us that you want to say something again. So you may have to hang up and call back in.
Let's just try something. I'm here for a moment, because that's something we need to know. Lady Joyce, do me a favor, honey, and press 1 on your keypad again. Press 1 on your keypad. See, does it give us any new indication?
It pushed her down, and the question mark came up
the
again.
Order.
Like it pushed her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Just let me. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry for the interruption, but there's something that had to be checked. Okay, beloved, thank you so very much. We saw where there was movement, so that would let us know, you know, if somebody that already had called in, because you're still highlighted, it'll let us know that something needed to be said. So thank you, beloved. Thank you. Okay. All righty. Okay, so listen, I want to share with you some of the most common dreams that we have, some of the most common dreams. The first one is dealing with your house. When you're dreaming about your house, and that is dealing with an aspect of your life. So if you're dreaming about your bedroom, that's about something that's intimate and private. If the dream takes place in your living room, that's something that's open, and it's what people would see. Just like if you walk in your house, you know, that's what people would see. If something in a dream is taking place in the bathroom, that is about a cleansing. So those are some of the things in dream interpretation. That's what that would lead to. And so, again, the bedroom is about intimacy and privacy, a private thing. The living room is open and what people would see. The bathroom is cleansing. The second most common dream is dreaming of flying. I shouldn't say most common. These are just all common dreams. Dreaming of flying, going to new heights in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going to new heights in the spirit. The next one is a test or going to school. So that is something that's going on, testing morality and integrity. Testing morality and integrity. When you're dreaming about a vehicle, a car, a truck, a bus, a bike, that's dealing with a calling on your life, the vehicle of purpose. It carries you from one point to another. So that is a vehicle. I remember years ago when one of the apostles that I am very close with, she interprets dreams beautifully. And I remember her telling me years and years ago that anytime you dream about a vehicle, it has to do with ministry. It has to do with ministry, taking you from one place to another, dealing with the calling on your life. Ah, okay, here we go. Naked or wearing little clothing in public. That means very transparent. If it's you that you're looking at, then and you're the one that's naked or wearing very little clothes, you are being transparent. This is me. That's what you're saying. This is me. What you see is what you get. So then I guess part of what it is in that dream that I just shared with y'all that I had, very little clothing was being worn. And so I can assume from this that this person was being very transparent about what had taken place, what had taken place as far as the healing that was going on in his body. So that's part of it. I would say that's part of it. Next is falling. I believe that every one of us has had that dream about us falling, I'm telling you. And how we jump right before you hit the bottom. You jump and you wake up. Well, that is the Holy Spirit rebuking you, or that's being out of control. Being out of control. You no longer have control, so you have fallen. Amen. And so that's about a rebuke or something that is out of control in your life. The next one is losing teeth. Losing teeth. That represents what you take into your life. Front teeth is very cosmetic, what people think about you. If it's your eye teeth or eye tooth, it's a rebuke. You are seeing what's going on. You're seeing what's going on. If it's your wisdom tooth, it's functioning with very little wisdom. You're functioning with very little wisdom. So again, the falling is a rebuke from the Holy Spirit or being out of control. The losing of teeth, represents what it is you take into life. Your front teeth is cosmetic. That's what people think of you. The eye tooth is a rebuke. You are seeing what's going on. And the wisdom tooth, that there's something that you're dealing with that you're functioning with very little wisdom. All righty. Then it is birth or baby. New things, something big, something on the inside of you. Only you can carry. So you in this dream, you're the one that's pregnant, okay? Whatever this is, this new thing, new ministry, new relationships, whatever, you're pregnant with it. You're the only one that can carry it. It's something big. It's something new. And so that would be the birth or baby. Dreaming of death, that is symbolic of something leaving or departing your life. And now these dreams, too, that we're looking at, we're talking about you being in this, you being the primary character in this dream, in these dreams. So in death, somebody is leaving your life. a shower or a bath, God is cleansing things out of your life. He's cleansing things out of your life. If you are being chased in the dream, that's inner fears, you must stop and face those inner fears. And the 12th one is dead relatives, generational issues in your life, bad or good. Pay close attention to those things. Pay close attention to those things. So these are nightmares. Are they from God? Usually from demons, demonic influences, or some soulish dreams. Okay, so now those are the most common dreams that we have. And these are, you know, brief, what is the word I'm looking for? Explanations of what you can use in interpreting your dream. So those are brief explanations there. Beloved, is there anything you wish to share at this point?
Yes, I just wanted to share a quick dream that I heard in Apostle. This came from the teaching we was listening to, so let me know if I leave out something.
Okay.
But it was the play on words in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he said this person shared a dream of these people in the church. His wife had this dream that it was about a church and the people in the church, and they were chasing this white mouse. And the wife said that the mouse's name was Whitley. And the husband was like, why would you know the name of the mouse? Like, how do you know mm-hmm. that's the you know, the mouse's name? Like, so, at you know, what came about is that Whitley meant white lie. And sometimes mm-hmm. in our dreams, we hear names or certain things, and we're like, not really paying attention to why we know that that's the name of somebody or the name of something, but really it's a play on words. So Whitley, what the trueness of that name meant, white lie, and these people in this church was chasing a lie about something. That's why I need you to jump in, Apostle, if you remember.
Right.
Chasing a lie about something, and in the end they realized that it wasn't what they thought.
Right. Yeah, it had to do with the fact of the pastor of the church. Someone had lied on him. And so the board and the congregation were coming up against him, and he was having a very difficult time. And the gentleman that we were listening to, his wife had the dream about the white mouse, and they were chasing the white mouse, and the white mouse's name was Whitley. Whitley. And so it turns out that her husband kept saying Whitley, 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 you know, and then finally white lie is what came out, that the people were chasing a white lie. And the as it turns out, the pastor was innocent of what was being said, and hearing the dream, they told him the dream, it gave him some comfort while this turmoil was going on, but it did prove that it was a lie that had been told about him. And so that dream was a comfort to him, and but just like Minister Tamika shared, there was a play on words there. So there are times as you hear different words in your conversations, in your dreams, you know, you may have to take those apart, just like her husband took that Whitley and the white mouse and made it was a white lie that was being chased. Amen. Very good. Very good. All righty. Was there anything else that you wanted to share at this moment, beloved?
Just if you ready for the dream categories.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. okay. So in you know, our dreams, there may be categories that our dreams would fall into. And so again, we're just showing you why it's really important to write it down, because if you're trying to remember it, you're not gonna know, you know, where you're gonna miss stuff. And so you may miss a real important part of that dream. So the first one is a word of knowledge. That could be for, you know, the present, or it's a noun word about something that may be going on in your life or somebody you may know. The next one is a word of wisdom. That would be like a future dream, something that may be taking place in the future. Also, you may have a dream of courage. Let's say where in your dream you saw a house on fire and you ran in the house and saved somebody's child or something. That showed courage on your part. Then you may have a conditional dream. You know, where are you right now in your life? You know, we're having these dreams, but in this dream it's a condition. Like, where are you in your life right now? What is it that you're trying to do in your life, or maybe a goal or something you're trying to reach? You also may have a warning dream. There are many warning dreams in the Bible, but God may also be using you as a, you know, to warn your family about something. He may be using this warning dream. It may be somebody that may have recently come into your life and they are a setup. You know, the enemy is going to use this person to, you know, do some, tear you apart or try to bring you down or something. So you may have a dream and see this person in your dream, and it may be like something, maybe this person is going to betray you. And in the dream, God is showing you that this person is not good for you. So don't get close to the person. You may have a directional dream where God may give you a dream of a direction telling you where you need to go in your life. You may also have a correction dream where you may see your authority, an authority figure in your life. Like if I have a dream about my apostle and I see her in my dream, and, you know, she may be rebuking me about something, or she may, you know, telling me something in my dream that God is using her in my dream as an authority figure because he's trying to get my attention about something that maybe that I'm missing. And he knows that I listen to, you know, what she says. So he may use her to guide me in the right direction. Apostle.
Amen. The next type of the next one in the category is calling. Something that you are supposed to do. So you may have a dream, you know, about you doing particular things, and that could be about the calling that is on your life. You know, and it's interesting because we are anointed people. However, God has us anointed for different things at different times in our life. The anointing isn't the same all the way across the board. But you will be anointed to do this in this season, and then in the next season that comes up, you're anointed to do this, and you're wondering what happened to this over here. But that's the calling on your life can be in many different areas. You know, there will be a overall calling. Let's just say like ministry. Ministry is the overall calling on my life, let's say. And so I am going to walk in ministry. But then in certain seasons I go through, you know, healing is manifested more than anything that I do. And then there's a time when deliverance and healing go hand in hand, but deliverance is more prevalent. And there's a time when there's more revelation. The prophetic is heavier than any other time. So the calling at that time, the calling would be the main thing, and the anointing takes you from one anointing to another part of your calling. Then there is the flushing. That could be sexual dreams, drugs, something that you're repulsed by. You're around someone that carries a spirit, or something that's from your past. So there's a flushing that is going on. So be mindful of those as well. And then there's the cleansing category, or healing dreams. And I think that's very self-explanatory, you know. Healing dreams are just that. You know, you can dream of someone being healed. In fact, let me share this with you. I might have shared this years ago as well, but I have a brother that's 15 months younger than me, and he had a kidney removed when he was 6 years old, and the doctors had told him that he would not live to be nine, told my mother he would not live to be 9 years old. And as it turns out, you know, he's still alive today, one kidney, and he's still alive today. But I do ask you, while I'm thinking about it, to keep him in prayer, because that one kidney is failing right now. So we're looking at, family members that might be able to have, what's that word, transplant, you know, to don't be a donor for a kidney. So please keep my brother Elijah in prayer. And so going on, the cleansing or healing dream, he also, as a child, had cancer in the body. So they were doing radiation treatments and all of this stuff as a young man. And the doctors told him that he would never father any children because his sperms all got burnt up. They were dead, and so that he would not have any children. Well, he was getting married, and he feared getting married because his wife-to-be wanted children. And my mother had a dream, and in that dream she saw my brother and the woman with a baby girl, and shortly after the baby girl, there was a baby boy. And mother told him, Elijah, go ahead and get married. Don't fear what the doctor said. God has the final say-so. And through her dream, she believed that God had told her that he would father children. And the first would be a girl, the second would be a boy. 10 months after they were married, 10 months, 11 months after they were married, my sister-in-law had a beautiful baby girl, and then maybe within the next 11 months after that, she had a son. And my brother has fathered 6 children, and to this very day, there are tests that are still being taken because they said that he's a walking miracle. They still tell him, you have no sperms. Now, that's the God that we serve. That is the God that we serve. But in a dream, mother saw his first two children and the order in which they came. So that was her healing dream. That was a miracle, really. That was a miracle. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and the last part here, questions to ask yourself as you're going through the dream. Where are you in the dream? Are you in it, or are you observing it? Are you actually in the dream? If you're in the dream, it's about you. If you're the one observing what's going on, it's about the other people that's in the dream. Are you a participant? Are you the focus of the dream? Who or what is the dream about? What are the objects or the emotions of the dream? What people are in this dream? What traits do they represent to you, their character traits, their relationship to you? What colors are in your dream? Purple could mean the royalty. What does the color represent? So, you know, white could be purity. Black could mean death and so forth. So what colors are in the dream, and then look up what does that color represent.
what numbers appear. Know that numbers represent something. In the Bible, they represent something. In the Bible, colors represent something. What is your initial thought about the dream? The initial thought before you try to break everything down, because just like I said, in that giving you that brief dream that I shared with you this morning, the fact that we could see the backside of this man and see his hind part, to me that meant something was being exposed. And then as we read through, you know, the different types of dreams, and it said if you have little clothing on, that means a person is being transparent. They're being transparent. And, you know, in here and looking at the questions here, I'd have to walk through all of this. You know, was I in the dream? Was I a participant in the dream? Were there colors in it? Excuse me. The people in the dream, what relationship do I have with them? What a character do they have? So all of this is stuff that you ask yourself as you're taking that dream apart and then putting it really back together again, doing it piece by piece. We mentioned also dream journaling. The book of Daniel speaks the most about dreams and interpreting dreams. And interpreting those dreams is very important. Dreams are like holding an ice cube. I love this. They're like holding an ice cube in your hand. In a few minutes, it will melt away. So for every 10 minutes or more and more of it fades. Keep a journal by your bed. Use your phone if you don't have a journal. Now, when it says dreams are like an ice cube in your hand, it's going to melt. If you don't write your dreams down as soon as you have them, 10 minutes later, more of it is gone. You know, the 10 minutes, Lord, it doesn't take 10 minutes. They're talking about the ice melting within that 10-minute period of time. But, you know, you're going to lose bits and pieces of it as you go on. And how many of us, we've had dreams and we wake up and there's only one thing that really sticks out that we could remember, and you know there was more to it. Well, if that happens instantly when you wake up, Tabika, what do you think is happening when you say, oh, I'll write it down later, I'm going back to sleep?
Right.
By the time you wake up, Lord knows what you'll remember of the dream. Lord knows what you will remember of the dream. And I'm not one, I'm telling you now, saints of God, I am not one for waking up and writing down the dream and journaling. And after we're doing this dream session, I plan on practicing that more. I really do plan on practicing it more. But that's going to be a task, but it's something that, as we've learned here today, it's something that we need to learn to do, because God is speaking to us, or either if the dream is coming from us, or it is a demonic influence on our life, and it's coming from there. And we need to know. We don't want to miss anything, especially when it's coming from God. And the reason why God allows us to dream is because we're so busy during the day, doing life, so busy that the only time sometimes that he can speak to us is when we're lying down and we're quiet and we're asleep. And then he reveals some things to us because we're not running around doing life, even if that life is ministry. So that's the time that he will speak to us. So let's start paying more and more attention to what it is that God is saying to us, to the enemy who's saying things to us, to what we ate, and that is making us have dreams and nightmares, whatever the case may be. Let's be more cognizant of what is going on around us, in us, and through us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. So, beloved,
amen.
Do you have any closing remarks, or do any closing remarks?
No, that did. I mean, we've come to the end of our show. Boo! Mm-hmm. It's always seemed that it comes so fast. The time just comes. 10 o'clock just comes so fast. But yes, this was an interesting topic, and I just pray that if we go have like a follow up show, that people will be able to share because they've been writing down their dreams and going before the Lord and mm-hmm. God giving them interpretation. That also builds confidence in us as well. Mm-hmm. And they'll be, they'll want to share what it is that God shared with them if God says it's okay to share. So thank you all so much for your attention and your time. God bless.
God bless. Amen. God bless you. See you next Saturday.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.